Last year we began discussing various aspects of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and we began with the following model, the difference between Kedusha Shabbos as opposed to that of Yantif, where the Gemara tells us in Beis Nedarim Yud Zayin, the Kedusha of Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaima, it is something which is fixed, it is set, irrespective of that which we do, the Kedusha of Shabbos will necessarily arrive. Unlike Yantif, there the Gemara tells us, as indicated by the Bracha Mekadesh Yisrael Bahazmanim, it is up to Knesset Yisrael to be Mekadesh the Yantif, to the extent that the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos Kuf Nun Gimel, that if you would not have a sufficient representation in Eretz Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael would not observe Yantif, it wouldn't be Yantif. The Nihug of Knesset Yisrael, that is what is Mekadesh, the particular day. And this represents fascinating models of Kedusha, Kedusha which is an existence by definition because Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekadesh, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu charges us Mekadesh Yisrael Bahazmanim. And then you have what the Gemara writes in the Dharma Daf Yud Gimel, a fused Kedusha. Person, for example, has an animal that now gives birth to a firstborn, a Kedusha Sabachor. That Kedusha is Mirechem. It doesn't require the response of the Baal HaBehema, but nonetheless, the Gemara writes that Mitzvah LaHakdisha, I am obligated to state Harei Zebachor. And even though one could have argued that why is that necessary, the Kedusha is something that is inherent, but even though that is true, sometimes we're called upon to elevate, to reiterate that sense of Kedusha itself. The Ramban writes in Aseres Adibros, in Shmos and Terechav, that this is what we do when it comes to Kiddush on Shabbos. Even though the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos is Kfiya B'Kaima, it's fixed and it's set, but nonetheless, when we make Kiddush, we are Mekadesh V'Yom. That is the nature of our Kiddush. Very different from what the Rambam writes, that we're not Mekadesh the Shabbos, but rather our obligation in Kiddush is simply Zofreyu Zechira Sheva, that we praise the character, the Kedusha of Shabbos. And we began discussing what about when it comes to Kedushas Haaretz. On one level, Kedushas Haaretz is something which is a given. Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba. Irrespective of that which we do, Eretz Yisrael is endowed with a certain sense of Kedusha. And even our link, our attachment to Eretz Yisrael, is something which is in existence irrespective of our response. We mentioned Yerushalmi, Perek Beza, Masech Eschala, Mazaracha Nasati Yisa Aretz Azos. Yerushalmi writes, the Pasuk does not argue Mazaracha Etein, but rather Mazaracha Nasati. Avraham Avinu is already told, Kvar Nasati, Eretz Yisrael is already yours. Even before Yerusha v'Yeshiva, Eretz Yisrael was already given to us. The Gemara writes, Babasar Kuf Yutes, that's why Bnei Slavchod were entitled to the Nachla that their father Slavchod would have received, even though he was a Bechor, because Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. Already that was considered to be not Rayu, not simply a promise. Eretz Yisrael would become yours, but rather it was already given to you. Mazaracha Nasati Yis Haaretz Hazos. So on one level, our link, our attachment to Eretz Yisrael is something which is true by definition, irrespective of the response of Knesset Yisrael. But yet, you find the following. We are obligated to go to Eretz Yisrael, that we're obligated to go and to conquer, to divide in terms of shvatim, divide individually. And the Tosefta in Menachos and Perek Vav tells us the following Kiddush, that many of the mitzvos hatfuyos baretz, Yovel and Shemitah and Trumas and Maestros, did not yet begin until after the process of Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Even though one could have argued that Eretz Yisrael has the necessary Kedusha, and therefore from the moment that we entered Eretz Yisrael, shouldn't we start observing the mitzvah Satzliyas Baretz? The Tosefta tells us that no, that our existence, our response, being in Eretz Yisrael, dividing Eretz Yisrael, conquering Eretz Yisrael, that is critical not only for the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, but rather in order to allow the mitzvos min haTorah, the mitzvos hatliyos haaretz, to begin. Apparently you see, similar to Kedushas HaBachor, that the response of Knesset Yisrael is critical to serve as a mekadesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Makadesh Eretz Yisrael, but yet Knesset Yisrael, similar to Yantif Makadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim, they also must be the Mekadshe Ha'aretz, and therefore the mitzvah of Tliyas Baruch did not yet begin at that time. The Rambam writes that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have full Yovel, and Shemitah the Rambam writes, Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan, Trumos Maisos the Rambam writes is only Drabanan. Why is that true? Not because there isn't a Kedushas Ha'aretz. The Rambam writes that not only Kedushas HaMikdash, but even Kedushas Ha'aretz is Kedushas HaShata veKedushas HaSilavo, that is enduring. The Rambam writes, the reason these mitzvahs do not apply min HaTorah b'zman hazeh is because of the lack of the response of Knesset Yisrael. The Kedusha is there, but yet, that pasuk regarding Yovel, l'chol yoshveha, that you require all orov of Knesset Yisrael residing in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam writes, that's not only true regarding Yovel, that's true when it comes to other mitzvot atzlios baretz as well. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael represents that fuse, that hybrid Kedusha of Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yantif, Mekadesh HaShabbos and Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. Perhaps this is evident in the following more technical discussion. The Mishnah tells us in Kedushin, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that whenever a person will perform an act conditionally, a t'nai, you require al-pidin that which we term Mishpate HaTnayim. There's a certain formula of a conditional agreement. One of the requirements, Reb Meir says, is you have to have a t'nai kafel. If you want to make something conditional, you have to say if then, and you have to reiterate if not, then not. This is what we call mishpate hatnayim, the need for a t'nai kafel. And Tosus is bothered by the following. Is that always true? Do you always require a t'nai kafel? Sometimes the Gemara has cases of a t'nai kafel. The Gemara describes the following case. Let's assume a husband is quite ill and there are no children, and if he dies, now his wife will await Yibam or Chalitza, and therefore the husband does not want that to occur, and therefore he will divorce his wife before his death in order that she is a grusha, she's not zukuka liyavam. Of course, the difficulty is the following. He does not want to categorically divorce his wife. They want to remain married. But the moment before death, a get, in fact, should be chal. So the Gemara suggests that in such a case, a get should be given conditionally. A get should be given al t'nai. And Shmuel tells us it must be a t'nai kafel. Im lo mati, im mati, im lo mati. Three different stages where the person says that if I die, then this will be a get, kodemisa, and if not, then this get is invalid. You require a t'nai kafel. Tosus is bothered. There are many cases that the Gemara has that seemingly does not require a t'nai kafel. The Gemara tells us in Sukkandap Mem Aleph, someone is in need of a lulav and esrog on Sukkot. You know, the first day, min haTorah, the second day, midrabanan, we require lachem. You're only yotzei if the dalaminim belong to you. You can't use a borrowed set of dalaminim. You know, if I give him my dalaminim, he may not return it to me, and I certainly want to be able to secure the Dalet Minim as well. Machaber discusses in Tafresh Nun Ches, this is a problem with your child, no? I want to give my child the Dalet Minim, I'll give it to him, but you know what? When my youngster is finished, he's incapable of returning it to me, because a child can acquire something, but a child cannot relinquish. That's a fascinating problem. So the Machaber writes, Zafir Shemches, you know what? That make sure when you give it to your child, you're not fully giving it to him that it's his, because once it's his, he cannot return it to you. Now how are you going to be able to say tomorrow? The next day. Av lachem. Interesting issue. The Magen Avram discusses, and Achok is the Rosh and Ravan. If you give the Dalet Minim to the child, and you have in mind that it's not really his, is that sufficient for the mitzvah of chinuch? After all, chinuch requires that the child has to perform the mitzvah. The language the Ritva uses, Sukkot Afei, Behechshir Gamor Kigodal, with all the detail, all the rigor, the halacha, do you require lachem when it comes to the case of a katan? If that's in machloket, the Rashi is yes, the Ravan writes not. But normally speaking with an adult, I'll give it to him, and very simply, I'll make it a matana amanas lahatsir. How do you do that? The Gemara says very simply. I'll tell you, these davanim are yours,
Al menashe patzerei hulin. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Sukkadat mem alaf mabeis.
It is yours, provided that you return it to me. If he returns it to me, then it turns out it was his. If for whatever reason he doesn't return it to me, then it was never his. So therefore, a kinyan al tnai, a matam menas lahachzer, very simply, al menashe patzerei hulin. Tosus is bothered by the following. That's not a valid tnai. A tnai always has to be two-sided. If, then, if not, then not. And therefore, al menashe patzerei hulin is an invalid tnai. So therefore, Tosus raises the following critical issue. When do you require a tnai kafal? That's Tosus's question. Tosus quotes several different possibilities. One possibility, Tosus writes, the view of the Gaonim that a tnai kafal is only required when it comes to areas of Issa v'Heter, Gittin, Kedushin, an unusual case, a Get Altnai that we discussed, an unusual case of a Kedushin Altnai, that's when you require a Tnai Kafal. If you're simply dealing with a civil matter of Dine Mamanos, you don't require a Tnai Kafal. And therefore, if I want to give you something Altnai, the Dalet Dinim, you don't have to say if, then, if not, then not, but a regular Tnai is considered to be that which is sufficient. This is the view of the Gaonim. The only time you require a Tnai Kafal, for example, is in cases of Gittin Kedushin. How do you understand that split? Why is that true? In Gittin Kedushin, yes, but in Dina Mamanos, not. If you look in the Rashbam, is found by the Basra Kufla Mezayin, the Rashbam writes the following. Technically speaking, this really is not a strict shita, but rather this is a compromise, lahalacha. That's how the Rashbam explains the Gaonim. The secret really is, we don't paskal like Rav Meir. We don't require a Tnai Kafal. That's what the Rashbam writes. So therefore, when I buy your house, when I take your lulav, when I make any kinyan al tnai, we don't require a tnai kafal. But you know what? Sometimes you're dealing with issues that the stakes are pretty high. You know? Kedushin, gerushin. So therefore the Gaonim suggests, you know what? You're giving a get, you're making a kedushin al tnai, why don't you do it in a way that it's valid according to all views? Why get involved with the machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim? You want to purchase right, an item, so fine, you can follow the sheet of the Chachamim. A person is marrying, al tnai, make sure the marriage is legitimate according to everyone, and therefore the Chumra, the Rav Chedonosa, fulfill the view of Rabbi Meir. That's how the Rashbam presents this view of the Gaonim. And that's why you don't always require tnai kafal, other times you do. There's a fascinating view that the Rambam writes, it's found in Perek Gimel Achaches, Etuchos Zechiyu Matana. The Rambam writes, it depends on the type of tnai. You know, when you learn many, many sugyas and shas, you find there are two different types of tnai. There's a tnai which is of im, and there's a tnai which is me'afsha. Now, sometimes a tnai means if and when, and sometimes a tnai is only if, but it is retroactive. Let's assume, for example, you do something which is conditional, and the condition is met. I am selling you the house, right, on the condition that you do A, B, and C. When A, B, and C is done, as of when was that house transferred? Well, from the time of the kinyan or from the time of the Kiyum HaTnai? The answer is not right or wrong. The answer is, it depends. It depends what the condition was. Was that a Tnai of Im, if and when? Or was it something that is Me'afshav? And both certainly are possible. The Gemara writes, it makes critical differences. A person, right, accepts Kesef Kedushin, and there's a Kedushin al-Tnai. In the interim, she goes ahead and marries someone else. Now, is she married to the first? Is she married? It depends whether it's a Tnai of Im or whether it's a Tnai of Me'afshav. It makes the world a difference whether the Tnai is Mikan al-Aba or whether it's a Mafreya. An interesting issue, when it came to B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, Moshe Rabbeinu said the following, Yavru Chalutzim, if you will go and help B'nai Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael, then that portion Me'ev La'Ardein is yours as of when? Yours as of now or yours if and when? Is that a Tnai of Im or is that a Tnai of Me'afshav? The Rambam indicates that was a Tnai of if and when. That was a Tnai of Im. And therefore the Rambam writes, the only time you require a Tnai Kafal is if nothing happens right now. Everything is pending. It's a Tnai which is la'achar zman. But if it is chal right now, then you don't require a tnai kafel. So for example, in that case of lulav and esrim, what is the condition?
If you return it to me, then it is yours.
If you return it to me, it's yours as of when? When you return it to me. No, certainly not. It means when you return it to me, it was yours when you used it for the purpose of the mitzvah. In other words, that's a tnai of me'afshav. That the Rambam says does not require a tnai kafel. That's the Rambam. So you have to distinguish between these particular cases. Tosus writes an interesting issue, where Tosus writes that sometimes you require a tnai kafel, sometimes you don't require a tnai kafel, and sometimes Tosus writes a further point that dvarim shebalev havidvarim. You don't even have to articulate the condition at all. Tosus quotes the following case, the sugya in the end of Bava Basra. A couple, right, is already older and they start discharging their estate. Rahman al-Islam, the only child that they had, they thought was nifta. So therefore they start giving out their nechasim. All of a sudden they find out, you know, that that child they thought was deceased, Baruch Hashem, is still alive and well. But you know what? They gave away much of their property. The Gemara writes that was obviously betos. Now, obviously, it was under the assumption that they didn't have any children. So therefore, they started giving everything away. If that was false, so therefore, the deal certainly was not the deal. So Tosus raises the following issue, that why don't you assume that Dvarim Shebalev, Lo Havi Dvarim? What do you mean that was their mindset? But they didn't express that. So Tosus writes an important chiddush, that no, Tosus says Dvarim Shebalev, Lo Havi Dvarim. You know what? Everybody's looking, and I have in mind this. That's Dvarim Shebalev. But what happens if it's Dvarim Shebalibo Uvalev Kol Adam? What if it's something which is obvious? It's obvious. In such a case, Tosus writes, if something is so obvious, you don't even require a tnai. Then we assume Dvarim Shebalev. What did you expect this couple to do? Everything that they're going to give to someone else. You expect them really to say, the only reason I'm giving it to you is because, Rachman Litzlan, I experienced this tragedy, and had I not experienced a tragedy, I never would have given it to you to make such a tzai kafel. Certainly not. There's no such expectation. So Tosus writes an interesting chiddush that the extent to which a person is obligated to express himself, all of that is a function of umdana. It depends on how strong, how compelling the circumstances are. When circumstances are most compelling, you don't even have to express yourself. When they're least compelling, then you have to make a tanai kafel. That's also this interesting chiddush. It all depends on the circumstance itself. But that view of the Gaonim, when it comes to gittin kedushin, isser v'heter, then you require a tanai kafel. When it comes to dinim amanos, you don't. Tosus raises the obvious difficulty. What's the whole source of Tanai, Mishpatei HaTanaim? It all comes from B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. What is that called? Tosus writes, that's called Dinim Amanos. That's division of property. So how can you argue that the only time you require a Tanai couple is when it comes to Isser V'Heter and not Dinim Amanos, when the whole source of Tanai is division of property? If the source of Tanai in the Torah would have been a get, or would have been Kedushin, then maybe you could argue it only applies in Gittin Kedushin, it doesn't apply in Dinim Amanos. But the whole source of Tanai is Dinim Amanos. So how can you argue it's not required in Dinim Amanos, but it is required in other areas? That is Tosus's kasha. You know what the answer of the kasha seems to be? This exact point. And this is what the Ravid points out in the Shita Mekubetzes and Bava Basra Kuf Chaf Aleph. Bnei Yisrael entering Eretz Yisrael, dividing Eretz Yisrael, conquering Eretz Yisrael. What is that called? Is that called Isser V'Heter? Or is that called Dinim Amanos? Bnei Yisrael dividing up properly in Chutz Laaretz, that's called Dinim Amanos. That's called Dinim Amanos. The division of Eretz Yisrael, that the Ravid writes is called Yisr V'Hetzer. The division of Eretz Yisrael is the Mekadesh. That is what infuses Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that Eretz Yisrael is properly divided, that's not only relevant for cases of Dinim Amanos after all, right? Part of the Mikdash had to be the Chelkol Shel Yehuda. The other part of the Mikdash had to be Bechelkel Shel Binyamin. No, there are details lahalacha in terms of Kedusha that are dependent on distribution. Therefore, the Tnai Kofel and the division of Eretz Yisrael, that's not called Binyamamanos. That is called Isser Veheter. And that is why a Tnai Kofel is required only in Isser Veheter, not in cases of Binyamamanos. The view of the Gaonim, it's true that the division of Eretz Yisrael had a ripple effect in terms of Dini Mamanos, but nonetheless, the reason that we treat that as Isser V'Heter is because of the division as a critical component of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael itself. And the Ravid writes beautifully that if you look in Chumash, you find that there were two different methods of division of Eretz Yisrael, Urim V'Tumim and Goro. Why were two methods necessary? The Ravid writes, in order to emphasize these two elements. Why was Urim V'Tumim necessary? You know, if you and I are simply dividing land monetarily in a civil matter, you don't have to consult the Urim V'Tumim. But if you're telling me that no, that this is part of Kedusha Saaretz, in such a case, then that must be Al Yedei Urim V'Tumim. The Goro, that was for Chalukah in Dine Mamanos. The Urim V'Tumim, that was necessary to serve as a basis of the Mekadesh. And therefore that division of Eretz Yisrael itself, that was critical. For Kedusha Sa'aretz, it is from there that we glean that specifically, Yisr V'Heter, according to the Gaonim, that requires a Tnai Kofel. So therefore, two levels of Kedusha. Bnei Yisrael as the Mekadshim of Eretz Yisrael, but also a sense of Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba, that even irrespective of what we do, Eretz Yisrael has an enduring Kedusha. In fact, these two Kedushos are not necessarily dependent on each other. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis HaBechira, we have Kedushas HaAretz Bizman Hazeh. Kedusha Saaretz, what does that stem from? And here the Rambam writes a fascinating distinction between Kedusha HaMikdash as opposed to Kedusha Saaretz. Kedusha HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, is Machmas HaShchina. Vasui Mikdash v'shachanti b'sofam, Hashras HaShchina. The Rambam writes, Ushchina eino b'teila. That is something that never ceases. And therefore the Rambam writes, even in the time of Churban HaBayis, in between Bayis Yishun and Bayis Sheni, even Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam writes, there is a full Kedusha HaMikdash. One who is Tamei, the Rambam writes, cannot enter the area of the Mikdash today, as one cannot enter the area of the Mikdash when the Beis HaMikdash is built, because the Kedusha HaMikdash is Machmas HaShchina VaHashchina Eino B'Teva. What about when it comes to Kedusha HaAretz? Here the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. That we entered Eretz Yisrael, we conquered Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua, but you know what? Eretz Yisrael was taken from us. And then we regained Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra. The Rambam writes a fascinating split, and that is that Kedusha HaAretz is not as a result of Kibosh Yehoshua, that was lifted, but rather that is a result of Bayis Sheni. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in Bayis Sheni, that is Kitzva Shata V'Kitzva Masid Lavo. It's a fascinating Chiddush that in between Bayis Yishun and Bayis Sheni, the Rama maintains you had a Kedushas HaMikdash without a full Kedushas HaAretz. Today we have both, but the Kedushas HaMikdash is a result of Bayis Rishon, the Kedushas HaAretz is a function of Bayis Sheni. That's the view that the Rambam writes. Now we know when Ezra conquered Eretz Yisrael in the time of Bayis Sheni, Eretz Yisrael was not conquered in its totality. And therefore the Kedusha HaAretz, based on the time of Ezra, geographically is a more limited Kedusha. So Tosus is bothered by the following. Tosus in Gittin Daf Beis. What exactly are the parameters, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to these elements of Kedusha HaAretz? Tosus is bothered by the following. Akko. Is that considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael? Is Akko considered to be part of Chutzlar? Tosus quotes the difficulty that some Gemaras seem to indicate that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael. And other Gemaras seem to indicate Akko is considered to be like Chutzlar, the steer between the Gemara and Gittin Daf Beis, the Gemara and Gittin Daf Ayin Vav. Tosus is steering. So how do you resolve that contradiction? Akko, part of Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you know what Tosfos writes? You have Gemara is yes, Gemara is no. It must be that Akko had two heads. And the boundary of Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz went right through the city of Akko, Tosfos writes. So therefore, when the Gemara says Akko was part of Eretz Yisrael, it means the inner part of Akko. When the Gemara says Akko is like Chutz La'aretz, it means the exterior, the outer part of Akko. That's what Tosfos writes. So if you look in the Ramban, they're getting that base in the Hashmatos. The Ramban writes the following Chiddush. No, it's not that there was a dividing line through the city of Akko. Sometimes, like Eretz Yisrael, sometimes like Chutz La'aretz. You know what the answer Ramban writes? It depends. It depends. Regarding certain halachos, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael. Regarding other halachos, like Chutz La'aretz. Why is that true? Because after all, the Ramban writes a beautiful chiddush. Mitzvos Hatzliyos La'aretz. What is that dependent on? Shmita and Shumos and Maestros, that was dependent on, the Rambam writes, Kibush Ezra. Kibush Ezra. Bayesheni. That did not extend fully to Akko. And therefore, if you're talking about Mitzvos Hatzliyos La'aretz, that we're going to treat as Chutz La'aretz. But let's assume, for example, that Gemara, Gittin Dafayin Vav, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba. No. That's dependent on Ezra. That's not dependent on Ezra. Now, when the Torah tells us that Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu endowed with a certain Kedusha, that depends on what Ezra conquered in the time of Bayesheni. That's true in the broadest sense. In other words, that there's a broad concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael, which is true regardless of what happened in Bayis Yushan or Bayis Sheni. And then there's a certain element of Kedusha Saras when it comes to Shumos and Maestros, Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baris. That's dependent on the time of Bayis Sheni. In other words, you want to know whether Akko is like Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz? It depends. When you're speaking about Yishuv Haaretz, Akko is included. When you're talking about Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baris, the time of Ezra, then it's not. It doesn't have that sense of Kedusha. In other words, that the Shem Eretz Yisrael in its broadest sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed Eretz Yisrael with the Kedusha, that was Eretz Yisrael in its fullest. Not dependent on what Ezra conquered in the time of Bayesheni, and that is the Chiddush Ramban. You don't have the same boundaries for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as you do for Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baretz. What's implicit in that Chiddush Ramban is as follows, and this fits in very well with the Ramban's view, that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not a function of Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baretz. If I were to ask you, why is it so important, right, to be in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe one could argue as follows, very simply, because the Torah gives us a whole host of mitzvot that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael one has an opportunity to fulfill mitzvot Hatzliyos Baretz. That's one view of Tosfos and Ksuvos and of Kuviyot Amud Beis, that the mitzvah or the need to be, to reside in Eretz Yisrael is a function of mitzvot Hatzliyos Baretz. You know who disagrees? The Ramban. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos and Hosafos Mitzvah Dalet, the Ramban writes that there's an absolutely independent mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Horashtem Es Haaretz, the Yishavtem Ba, that is unrelated to Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baretz. There are Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baretz, but the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not a function at all of Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baretz. That fits very well with that Ramban in the Hashmatos Gittin Daf Beis, where the Ramban writes there are areas of Eretz Yisrael where there are no Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baretz because it wasn't conquered in the time of Bayesheni, but living there, you fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is an independent mitzvah unrelated to Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baretz. That's the view that the Ramban writes. It's an independent mitzvah. What is its function? Hashras Hashchina, Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba, that is not dependent at all on what Ezra in fact did. And that's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes, that these mitzvahs are not necessarily a precondition at all. See, Tosfos points out that perhaps many of the Rishonim did not go to Eretz Yisrael because after all, they were unable to fulfill Mitzvos Hatzliyos Baretz. You don't have the conditions at that time of Shmita and Yovel and Shumas and Maestros, and therefore, perhaps the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael was compromised, failed. Ramban disagrees and writes that no, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that is a function of Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo, right, irrespective of any element of mitzvah satzliyos baretz. That's the Chiddush that Ramban writes. So you see a fascinating ha'ara, and that is this. There are certain halachos, certain mitzvos min ha'Torah, that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah satzliyos baretz, obviously. If it's tliyos baretz, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But you know what's striking? There are certain mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, certain institutions that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, that have little to do with mitzvahs hatliyos baretz. Let's assume the Mishnah and the beginning sugyas Masechta Sanhedrin smicha. Ram discusses this in Pirush Mishnah, his Perek Dalet of Maseches Bechoros. Smicha Sakenim, Eretz Yisrael. That's not one of the mitzvot satzliyos baretz. Conferring smicha, that's not one of the mitzvot satzliyos baretz. Let's assume Tar Hill and Dabar Shel Tzibur. No, if Bnei Yisrael, right, follows the instruction of the Sanhedrin said something was mutum, right, and much of Bnei Yisrael now performs that act, they thought it was Heter Gomor, it turns out that no, that was Chilul Shabbos Daraisa. In such a case, instead of each individual bringing their own private Karban Chatos, the Tzibur is a whole, Pagdav Shel Tzibur. Pagdav Shel Tzibur means Sanhedrin decrees, and Rov Bnei Yisrael follow that particular decree, who counts? Who counts? It's Mefurish, no? The Yerushalmi writes in Horios, only those who reside in Eretz Yisrael. That no, Palm Dover Shel Tzibur is only for those who make up Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush HaChodesh, the real Kiddush HaChodesh, Eretz Yisrael. No? Why is Kiddush HaChodesh in Eretz Yisrael? Why is Palm Dover Shel Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael? Why is Smicha in Eretz Yisrael? These are not mitzvos hatzliyos baretz at all. Why should they be dependent in any shape or form? The Gemara in Sakhin Dav Gimel describes that a guy was offering a Karban Pesach. A guy was up. He was passing himself off as a Jew. So Rabbi Yehuda Bessera knew this person wasn't Jewish, and he was going to the Mikdash, and he was partaking of Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda Bessera wanted to tip the Chachamim, the Karnim, off that there's a problem here. There's a problem. So he said to the guy, when you went and gave your Karban Pesach, did they give you the Aliyah? Did they give you the tail of the karban, a delicacy? He says, no, they never offered me the aliyah. They never offered you. Next time you go, make sure to ask for the aliyah. The guy goes, and he goes to Mikdash and says to the Kohanim, I request the aliyah. They said, who asked you to ask for the aliyah? He said, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bessera. They knew something was up. That's not part of the Karban Pesach of Achilas HaBailim. That's offered al gabi HaMizbeach. They realized that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bessera said that request is part of the Karban, that something like must be illegitimate, and certainly then they discovered that this person was not Jewish at all. So Tosfos raises a very simple question. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bessera was in Etzivin, and he had to send this code to tip off the Kohanim. Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bessera in Yerushalayim during Pesach offering a Karban Pesach? That's Tosfos' question. Now, what was he doing right in its even? So Tosfos writes the following, just of a pasha, that Nesivin is Chutz Laretz, and Bnei Chutz Laretz are Achayiv in Karban Pesach. That's what Tosfos writes. The Mishnah Melech raises with Tzach and Asug as well. Where do you see that that's true? Where do you see that the Chiyuv of Karban Pesach is only for those who reside in Eretz Yisrael? There is a concept of Derech Rechoka, that certainly is true, but it doesn't sound from Tosfos that the Ptur was one of Derech Rechoka. It sounds as though there's no Chiyuv whatsoever for a Ben Chutz Laretz to offer a Karban Pesach. And the Mishnah is quite bothered. Why should that be so? But one thing is clear. You see, there's a whole host of mitzvahs, whether it's Karban Pesach, Palm Dover Shel Tzibur, Kiddush HaChodesh, Smicha Sakenim, that are limited to Eretz Yisrael. These are not mitzvot satzliyos baretz. So one thing is clear, even before you see any Rambam, one thing is clear, and that is the character and uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael extends itself way above and beyond Mitzvah Satliyas Baris. Mitzvah Satliyas Baris is an indicator of Tosefes Kedusha, but certainly the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael is not limited to Mitzvah Satliyas Baris at all. And that's what the Ramban writes. There's a Mitzvah Yifshe Eretz Yisrael in areas of Eretz Yisrael where you don't have any Mitzvah Satliyas Baris because it wasn't conquered in the time of Ezra. We don't recite Hallel on Purim. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. Why not? The Gemara has three answers. One is because since when do you recite Hallel as a tzibur on an ace in Chutz La'aretz? You only recite Hallel on an ace in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara writes. The Gemara has several possibilities. One is Kriyas Zui Halela. The Kriyas HaMegillah is Hallel, the Meiri, that if for whatever reason you don't hear the Megillah, say Hallel on Purim. That's the Meiri, Megillah Daf Yud Daled. The other possibility is Rav Nachman Akate Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. Now that's what Rava says, that we're still suffering in Golos, so therefore Purim did not result in a full Yeshua, and therefore not recite Hallel. And the third answer the Gemara gives is because this was an ace in Chutz La'aretz. You don't recite Hallel as a tzibur on an ace in Chutz La'aretz. An interesting chiddush. Right, that is true. That is true. Right, the Gemara asks such a kasha, a good kasha. The Gemara answers in Megillah Daf Yud Daled Aleph that once we enter Eretz Yisrael, any reason that we recite Hallel for that which occurred prior to our entrance in Eretz Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim, that was in Chutz La'aretz. True, but once we enter Eretz Yisrael, now, right, Hallel as a tzibur is limited to Nisim that occur in Eretz Yisrael. That's one day that the Gemara quotes. Once we entered Eretz Yisrael, so that certainly is true. Arvos, the sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazef. Full Arvos only began when Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael itself. The Gemara writes Mishnah Brachos Daf Memches. When you see a multitude of Knesset Yisrael, you see the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, you recite a special bracha. No, but you have to have so many people. You have to have Kiyotzei Mitzrayim. But if you'll witness the Yotzei Mitzrayim, you're present, and there's 600,000 Jews that are there, you recite this special, special bracha, the Rambam writes, only in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. What do all these things have in common? Whether it's the Hallel of Tzibur, or whether it's Parham Dovershel Tzibur, whether it's Smicha Sekenim, or whether it's Kiddush HaChodesh of the Tzibur, or whether it's the Bracha that you recite on Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, that's the word, that's what the Rambam writes, Tzibur, Tzibur. The collective identity of Kahal Yisrael, Kahal Yisrael, the Rambam writes, is only Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes. Kirsh Mishnayis Bechoros Perek Dalet. That's what the Kedushas Yisrael we all possess. We all possess. That is true beyond any geographic restriction. Kedushas Yisrael occurs in Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael occurs in Chutz La'aretz. But the technical term of Tzibur, of Kahal, where is that applicable? That the Rambam writes is only in Eretz Yisrael. When you speak about the Tzibur of Eretz Yisrael, they are Kahal Yisrael. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. So therefore, when it comes to a Par Helm and Dover Shel Tzibur, right, that is only for those who reside in Eretz Yisrael. When you speak about, right, a concept of a bracha on the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, that the Rambam writes is only in Eretz Yisrael itself. You're speaking about the representative of Knesset Yisrael in terms of smicha, that the Rambam writes is only in Eretz Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, who is Mekadesh? No, the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, the Rambam writes it means Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is what links, what unites the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. That's why the Gemara writes that full Arvos. Arvos means that all of Knesset Yisrael considered to be a single entity, Guf Echad, that did not apply in the Midbar. The Gemara writes that only applies once Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara writes that's why you have all the dots on Historos, Mashem Elokeinu. Well, that's again Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel. Because the full Arvos means you have to have a national identity, which is linked to Eretz Yisrael. It's a fascinating concept that Rambam writes. Sibur, Kahal, that is Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Dine HaTzibur, in its most pristine sense, only apply, the Rambam writes, in Eretz Yisrael itself. We can have a minyan, and we can have a tefillah b'tzibur, but the concept of a national tzibur, par hamdavar shel tzibur, now that only applies in Eretz Yisrael itself. When we speak about Kiddush HaChodesh, who's Mekadesh HaChodesh? The tzibur, Knesset Yisrael, the Rambam writes it means those in Eretz Yisrael itself, and that's why it is limited to, the Rambam writes, Eretz Yisrael. That's the chiddush of that Rambam. Pirush Mishnayos Bechoros, Perek Dalet. And then the Rambam writes the further chiddush. The Rambam writes the following. And when I say that the tzibur of Eretz Yisrael is defined in terms of Toshavei Haaretz, what are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam writes, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, they are the fullest boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Not the boundaries from the time of Ezra. Even though the Rambam writes, what do you mean? That the Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael was Paka. That was only Kiddush L'Shata, V'lo Kiddush L'Masavavo. The Kedusha that we have of Eretz Yisrael, that is only a result of Kibush Ezra. The Rambam writes, that's true. When it comes to Kedusha Sa'aretz, in terms of Mitzvos HaTluyos Baretz, that we're going to look for Ezra. But when you are telling me that the Tzibur and their link is defined in terms of Eretz Yisrael, that is not dependent on Ezra. Just as the Rambam said that the mitzvah Yish of Eretz Yisrael is not dependent on the area that Ezra counted. That's a fascinating chiddush that the Rambam writes, that Eretz Yisrael is the definition of Kohel, of Kohel. That's the chiddush that the Rambam writes. That could be related, I had thought, to that Tosfos in Sachin and Afkimol, where Tosfos writes that a Ben Chutz La'aretz is exempt from Karban Pesach. And it's clear from Tosfos that it's not just simply a p'tur of Derech Rechoka, but there's no chiyur Karban Pesach for Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Why exactly is that true? You know, Karban Pesach is somewhat unusual, right? It has many elements of a Karban Tzibur, of Tzibur. Furthermore, the pasuk describes of shachatu also kol kehal adas bnei Yisrael. Right, that is something that applies to the entire kohal. That fits in so nicely with what the Rambam writes, that the definition of kohal, so therefore that is linked to Eretz Yisrael itself. Eretz Yisrael gives that meaning above and beyond aspects of mitzvos atliyos baretz, kedusha sa'aretz. That is relevant for Mitzvah Satliyas Baretz, and that the Rambam Reis is dependent on Kibush Ezra. But yet, in its broadest sense of Eini Hashem Lokechaba, the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Dinei Tzibur of Eretz Yisrael, that the Rambam writes is not dependent on the Kedusha Sa'aretz in terms of Mitzvah Satliyas Baretz. It's a fascinating aspect of Eretz Yisrael that somehow, right, we don't always emphasize. We're always used to hearing about Eretz Yisrael in terms of Kedusha Saaretz when it comes to Mitzvah Satzliyas Varetz, but as the Ramban and the Rambam writes, that that's only one small element of what Eretz Yisrael represents. Our presence in Eretz Yisrael is Mekadesh, and that gives rise to, no doubt, the Mitzvah Satzliyas Varetz, but yet the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Kviya B'Kaima, independence of that other response. As mentioned, the Ramban counts as an independent mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Surprisingly, the Rambam does not mention a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. One thing is clear. To argue according to the Rambam that there's no priority or there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a very difficult position. But as you know from many, many shiurim, just because the Rambam does not count something in Minyan HaMitzvos does not mean that it's called a Dvar Rishus. There are many Torah obligations the Rambam does not count in Sefer HaMitzvos. That requires analysis. That why is it that the Rambam does not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah? It's clear from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that a husband can force a wife to go to Eretz Yisrael, a wife can force a husband to go to Eretz Yisrael, an Eved can force the Adon to go to Eretz Yisrael, and if the other party does not want to go, the Eved can insist that he be freed, the wife can insist on divorce, the husband can insist on divorce. Hard to imagine that it's value neutral, But yet, Kofin is Rabbi Leshachar on that particular case. That's what we'll have to discuss. This element, this Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, then why is it, despite the fact that it's so clear from the Rambam, of the priority of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that the Rambam does not count that independently as a mitzvah? So Eretz Hashem will discuss that in the next shiur, right? The element of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and that links to what we discussed in earlier shiurim, what the Rambam writes regarding Kedushas HaMikdash and Kelim, right? The details of which mitzvahs does the Rambam count in Sefer Mitzvahs, in which, despite the fact that the Sud Emin HaTorah are not counted as independent chiyuv. Okay.
Right. Right. So you're more, so therefore, 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 you're